Hey guys, so today we're going to be doing a review of a movie. The movie is called The Fifth Wave, and so in my perspective, I liked the movie because it was pretty realistic because like it just went from step by step, and I liked the sequence of events. Like each wave got more like worse and worse, I guess. I think that was pretty cool. And then the fact that it's like brother and sister against like the world. And then it was kind of sad though, because like she didn't get to see a lot of her friends because they were getting sick and dying. And then she was like secluded from all of them because she was trying to fight to keep her and her brother alive. Yeah. So I mean, that's like, okay, so I'm gonna just start from the beginning and be like explain what the movie was to y'all so y'all know what I'm talking about. So basically, like she starts at school and whatever, and like the first wave, wasn't it the telephone?
Yeah, all the stuff went out, like powers.
Yeah. Okay, so all the powers went out. And then that means like no stoves, no cars, like an airplane crashed in front of her at school.
Animals started dying, like the birds, they came.
I think that was second wave.
No, that happened in the beginning at the school. Remember the birds hit the window? Oh no. What movie am I talking about? I thought the birds hit the window.
I think that's the second wave.
No, because, yeah, the airplane crashed and then birds came and hit the window. That's whenever everyone evacuated.
I think they came together then. But then the third wave was like a sickness, so like everyone in her like little town got really sick. Like they like set up triages and stuff because they were getting really sick. And then fourth wave was a tsunami. Like all of their stuff got flooded. So like where they were camping out, like it got flooded. And then fifth wave was the worst, right? What was it? Well, that's just the layout of the movie. So I think like the best part of the movie was when they were climbing the tree to get away from the water. That was funny because her leg got stuck and so she was trying to pull it up.
My favorite part is when they're at the camp and like they started shooting everyone. They got all the adults in.
Yeah, that's okay. We're on the same movie. We're on the same movie because I was so confused. And they like they took them to a camp to like save them or whatever, but she escaped because she's like the hero, you know. Okay, we're talking about the same movie now. Yeah. Okay. But I think it was really sad that like they killed their parents.
Yeah, they killed the dad, and the dad was the only one with them, right?
Yeah. Because the mom died because she was one of the nurses like helping like the diseased ones. So it's like a good movie, like you should watch it, but if you do watch it, like be prepared to like have your emotions be spilled out because you go from happy to sad to like in the middle. Doesn't at the end she gets like her true love?
Yeah, one of the boys.
Yeah, and then like she like all the kids like wound up together and they're like in the van and they like they run away together and they're like they're gonna survive on their own. And I thought that was so cool because like a lot of people see teenagers as like weak and stuff, but then in this movie they portrayed them as like strong and independent. I think that's cool. I think that's great for teenage kind because it's
very interesting.
Well needed.
Very interesting. And then, like, what's also interesting is how, for a couple scenes, whatever, she was by herself, trying to survive by herself before she met that boy that she later fell in love with.
The saddest part, I already said my favorite part, but the saddest part is when she had to, like, leave her friends. Like, imagine, like, growing up with them. Because, like, most people, like, in high school and, like, small towns, like, you grow up with them. Like, she did not get to see them ever again. Like, she doesn't know where they went. Like, she had to make all new friends.
The saddest part was whenever she went back for her brother's bear because her brother forgot it. but then the bus took off without her. And then that's whenever she witnessed everyone dying. Remember, because they left her because she went to go get her brother's bear. And then their her brother was on the bus going to one of the camps.
And he was by himself, right?
Yeah.
I forgot about that part.
Yeah.
But y'all should for real watch it. Like, it's a good show. And it, like...
Movie. Yeah.
Movie, kind of show. They should make, like, the 10th wave or something.
Like the rest of the five that lead to whatever happens next.
That's the everything.
I would watch it. It was a very interesting movie, and I enjoyed it.
Like, it kept you on the edge of your seat.
Yep. So, I think that's it.
That's it for today. Well, one day come back with more reviews about movies that we thought were, like, really good and kept us on the edge of our seat.
Yep. Yeah. See you next time.